Okay, good Vokhar Vosay. Today's daf is Yumadaf Mem Ches, and we are here at the bottom of Mem Zayin on the base, by the parentheses, by the two dots. The mnemonic, the abbreviations that you see over here, are ways to remember the following. I think it's from that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yeah, 8 shilas that Rav Papa and others are going to ask. Most of them are going to result in teku, but some of them will get answered. And again, they're generally revolving around the chafina. If you remember, that was the scooping of two hands of the ketores by the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. Some of them will relate to the korban mincha, which we talked about yesterday, with the kometz, which is again a similar type of scooping, but instead here it's really scooping flour with your middle three fingers and pressing that against your palm. Right, again, talked about yesterday. So all right, either way, let's dive in here by the two dots on Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Says the Gemara by Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, "Bein habenim shal maloch hofnav mahu." Between the fingers. What about the stuff? What about the ketores that gets stuck between the fingers of the Kohen Gadol's hands when he takes two hands and cups it together and takes out the ketores and Yom Kippur? Right? Is that what about the right? Obviously, the stuff that's in his hands is part of the ketores. What about the ketores that's in between his fingers? If you remember yesterday, we talked about doing the komets with the Kohen. What's the deal with the status of the flour in between the coins, fingers of the komets, and some wanted to say that they require fat fingers. Right, that's how we ended off yesterday. That perhaps you require try to find a coin that has fat fingers. That doesn't happen, or a coin that presses his fingers together well. Okay, so what's the meaning corresponding from going from the komets to the chafina? What is the deal with the coin gadol taking the ketores? What about the ketores between his fingers? So my kumi bayalei. The gemara says, one second. What's Rav Papa even asking? E gomar malo malo mehasam. Right, if we have a gzera shava of malo from kamitza, right? Again, if you remember, we said yesterday that there's gzera shava between kamitza and chafina for certain things, right? If you have malo chofnav and malo kumtzo, right? If we learn that as gzera shava, so hainahach, it's the same shaila. I mean, the whole back and forth we just had yesterday, right? You could just apply to chafina. So the Gemara says, Rav Papa hachi kabayle. This is what Rav Papa was asking. Malo chofnav vehevi beinan o vehaika o doma velakach vehevi beinan vehaleka. Question is, what is the ikar over here? If you're telling me there is a gzera shava, right, or even without the gzera shava, meaning what's the ikar? Is the ikar the bringing, right? Whatever he brings is shayach for the chafina, can be burned, right, as ketores and Yom Kippur, and therefore the stuff between his fingers is shayach. Or we're talking v'lokach v'hevi, meaning the psukim emphasize both. They emphasize the taking and the bringing. Well, if it's emphasizing the bringing, so then anything that gets stuck between his fingers, that can be brought. If he emphasizes the taking, meaning that the only thing that he takes on purpose, right, lokach is intends to take, you know, whatever amount of ketores it is, so only the stuff he intentionally takes would be valid, and not something that comes by accident. Like, that was Rav Papa's question, right? Regardless of whether you have the gzeres shav, because the psukim themselves by chafina are a little bit confusing. So that was the question, and the Gemara says teku. Okay, Amar Rav Papa pshita li malokum tzo kidekamti inchi. Right, it says that the pasuk says malokum tzo, that the kohen gadol has to take a full komets, meaning both of his hands scooped together, right? And that is the full komets, right? Kidekamti inchi, and that's how normally people scoop, right, with the komets. I'm sorry, not both his hands, meaning this is by the kamitza, with the three fingers, right, and taking the flour, like people normally scoop up flour by a kometz. But boy, Rav Papa asked, kometz barashe etz ba'osav mahu. What if you do the kamitza, again, this is, I apologize, by the korban mincha, what if you do the kamitza, by you take the flowers, barashe etz ba'osav? What do you take if you tips of your fingers, right, the heads of the fingers, what's the deal? Meaning, instead of grabbing the entire thing, right, you kind of push the tips of your fingers right through the bottom, then closed it on your palm. Meaning that's the way you do it. Now, not that just a tiny bit, like we asked before, that we asked for earlier. But here you're kind of pushing through, right, all the way to the bottom of the flower, right, and then you kind of push your fingers in instead of grabbing normally. Meaning you take with your tips of your fingers up to your palm. So what's the deal with that? Or what's the deal with milamata lamala? What if you scoop from down up? Meaning you put not the palm of your hand, but the back of your hand on the flour, and kind of wiggle your fingers into the flour till you get right enough flour right in between the three fingers and your palm. Minat stadim mahu. What about minat stadim? What about if it's from the sides, meaning you put the back of your hand on the flower, but you push the, instead of moving your fingers into the flower, you push the flower aside with the back of your hand, right? And then it, right, obviously, you know, if you push it far enough, so then flower will end up coming onto your palm. What about, does that work? So the Gemara says, take it as well. Right, Pasha says, right, again, that, that, Tishbi Tarez Kushu Subayos, the Mitzvah Shem Elionavi will give us those answers. The Rabbah writes that if the kmitza is done with one of those, right, one of those ways, right, so you shouldn't burn it on the mizbeach, but the korban is fine. That you wouldn't burn that part of the komets, but the korban is, you are it is your yotze the bringing of the korban. Okay, fine. Amar Papa, Papa said, "Pshita li malo chofnav kide chofni inchi." And same thing, right? Again, that question was about the komets. The same thing by the chafina, that the malo chofnav, the full chafina, is again, if you cup your hands together and you pick up the katoris that way, and that, like people normally do. So, but boy, Rav Papa, chofen baroshi es bosov mahu, right? Bilamata l'mala mahu, minatzad mahu, right? What about, right, those three methods that we talked about earlier, and then a fourth one, right? Chafim bezu bezu v'kervan zu etzelzu mahu. What if you, instead of taking both fingers and kind of scooping up together and bringing them together, let's say you took two handfuls and then you put the hands together, meaning instead of dipping both hands in and kind of scooping and meeting the fingers, the pinky fingers together and lifting up, you grabbed one handful with one hand, one handful with another hand, and then brought it together. So there he says, take you as well, Mitzvah Shem Eliyahu HaNavi will answer. By Rav Papa, Dafke Lakomets V'Dofne Demana. Now, back to the Komets, back to the Korban Mincha. Let's, again, after you take the Komets, right, you take the Komets from whatever flower is being brought, and then you put it in a Kli Sharis. You put it in a Kli in the Beis HaMikdash, and you just kind of drop it in there like you normally would. What if Dafke Lakomets V'Dofne Demana? Let's say you pressed it, the flower, against the walls of the Kli Sharis. So is that good? Right? Do we just need the flower to get into the Kli, and it's technically in the airspace and it's fine? Or do you need it to be put there normally, like normal people do, right? Dropping it into the Kli proper instead of slapping it against the sides, right? And vahaleka, that's no good, right? And therefore it would be no good, right? You're missing that aspect. So the Gemara says, teku as well. Boy, Marba Ravashi. Marba Ravashi asks the following question. Afche lamana v'davke lakomet Be'ar Isa Demana. Let's say you flipped the Kli Sharis upside down, and you put the Komets on the bottom of the Kli Sharis. Again, usually a Kli Sharis was a normal Kli, let's say, I don't know, some sort of bowl, or not really a bowl, but some sort of like a spoon or some sort, or some sort of Kli Sharis, whatever, to has a base kibbutz. Let's say you flipped it upside down. Now, it's a discussion whether you're pasting it on the flat bottom, or maybe the bottom of the Kli has a base kibbutz, has a kind of like a little indented area as well. Like, for example, if you take like a wine bottle, or very often like a cereal bowl, right? You flip it over, so it does actually, obviously, much, much less, but you could theoretically, let's say, pour water in there, and there would be a little puddling, right, of the water. It does have a little indent. It is sloped inward. So machlok is whether, in the Rishon, whether, it's talking about you just flip, put it on the flat back, or there was some sort of way to kind of accept the flour on the bottom of the kli. But the ma'aseh, if you put it on the bottom of the kli, so what's the deal? Right? Do we just need you to put it inside the kli or on the kli, and you're using it with the kli, and therefore it's fine? Or no, you have to put it in normally, and then therefore that part of the avoda is no good. So therefore, teku, the Gemara says, we're not going to tell you that now. Bayer Papa, Papa asked the following question. Again, when you're talking about the chafina, again, with the ketores, with the two hands full. So that's mechukos o gedushos. Is that, how do you bring that? Meaning, how much ketores should you bring? Should you level it off like you do with the kmitza, right? If you remember the komets, you take the kmitza, then you kind of clean it out with your pinky and your thumb. Or is it gedushos? Is it piled, right? Again, you could pile it up. So I'm later, Rabbi Abba, the Ravashi, Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Malo chofnav sha'amru, this full chofen, right, the two hands cupful of ketores that we said, lo mechukos v'lo gedushos, ela tefufos, right? Neither. Right, it's neither flat, neither smoothed off or piled high. Rather, it's small and round, meaning a rounded pile, right? A normal pile like you would dig into, let's say, I don't know, sand or whatever. Right, a little normal kind of small round, but nothing piled too high. Okay. Now, the Gemara, to preface the next question, which is actually very nice, the Gemara doesn't always do this, but the Gemara first quotes the Mishnah to help preface Rav Papa's next question. So the Mishnah is in Zvachim, I'd imagine. Yeah, Zvachim, Daf Kafe, okay. It's an Ahasim, we'll do the Mishnah. Nishbach Adam ala Ritzpa, Ve'osvu Posel. But the din is, right, again, there are four avodas. This is important for a little bit later as well. There are four avodas in shechting and bringing a korban. There's the Shechita, there's the Kabbalas Hadam, there's the Kabbalas Hadam, meaning the catching of the blood, and that's what we're talking about right over here. There's the halicha, there's the bringing the blood to the mizbeach, and then there's the zrika, the sprinkling on the mizbeach. Those are the four avodas by a zavach, by a korban. So what about, over here, the Mishnah says, if the blood spilled out from the cow onto the floor, and then you gathered it into a kli sharis, that's possible. But, min hakli ala ritzpa, but if first you caught the blood, and then it fell onto the ground, v'asru, and then you gather it together, so then it's kosher. Then the everything is fine. So Gemara says, Menani Mili, how do you know? The Tanu Rabbanan, because we learned it so v'lokach midam apar, you take from the blood of the cow, it's a midam ha-nefesh, v'lo midam ha-or, v'lo midam ha-tamzis, right? You have to take midam ha-nefesh, from the blood of the life force of the animal, meaning the initial spurt, right, of the blood after the shechita that comes out, that's the blood that you have to take, not from the blood of the skin, and not from the blood that kind of oozes out afterwards, but you need the proper mamish blood that spurts out. Midam apar, dam mehapar yukablenu. And we darshan out as well that from the blood of the cow, dam mehapar, right, from the cow, yukablenu, you should accept it. You should catch it. Disalkadaitach midam apar, midam vafilu miktas dam. Because if you would have learned it out that midam apar, from the blood of the cow, implies that only some of the blood, right, again, from the blood of the cow, that literally implies that you have to take from the blood, meaning you have to only take some of the blood. The problem is, Rama Rav Yehuda said, Mekabel Tzarek Sheyikabel is called Damo Shapar. Right? When you're Mekabel the blood, right, the second avoda, you do the Shechita, the blood starts spurting out, you need to be ready there with the Kli Shares, you have to get all that blood that spurts out. Shenamar Zapozik says, Vez kol Dam HaPar Yishpo, Chaliz Odom Mizbeach. Right, you have to sprinkle all of it, or pour all of it, on the mizbeach. So you need to get all of it. You don't have to get some of it. So when the pasuk says midam apar, you have to take some of the blood from the blood of the cow. It can't be that it means you can only take some of it. Elishma mina, my midam apar. Rather, what does it mean when it says you take from the blood of the cow? Dam mehapar yikabaleno. You have to take blood from the cow and not from the ground. The kasavar gorin umosifin vidorshin, and we hold that you can gorin literally means you can take away, umosifin you can add, and then you can darshin, and then you can learn out. What does that mean? It means basically that you can take, right? You don't dam. The pasuk says midam hapar, but we learn, right? Like we just said, dam mehapar, meaning you can take away. You can take away the mem mosifin. You can add it to the next word, right? You take away the mem from midam, put it on the word hapar, and move the mem, so it's not from blood of the cow, implying that you only have to take some of it, but it's blood from the cow, meaning that the halacha is that you cannot take it from the floor, you have to take it from the cow that spurts out. Tosafos just asks a good question. He points out that elsewhere in Shas, we say that there's a phrase that how could you use a knife and cut up all these psukim? Meaning you can't just move letters and move words around to make whatever drasha you want. So what's going on over here? So Tosafos just says simply that when you're moving one letter, that's okay. But if you're moving a bunch of letters, then that's going to be an issue. Okay, either way. Now, with that background, again, and the parallel very often that you have between a zevach and a korban mincha, or other avodas, right, the mincha, the four avodas of the mincha, parallel the four avodas of the zvicha, of a korban, so similar, and similarly by other avodas, so the question is like this, well, not always similarly by other avodas, meaning that's Rav Papa's question over here. Boy, Rav Papa, nispazer ha-katoras mimalo chofnav mahu. What if the katoras spills out of the Kohen Gadol's hands? How do you view the hands of the Kohen Gadol? Is Yadur Ketsavar Behemadami Upsula? Are his hands like the neck of the animal? And therefore, since the Ketores falls out of, right, the Kohen Gadol's hands, it's no good anymore. Right? Odilma, or maybe Klisharis Dami Velopsula. Maybe the hands of the Kohen Gadol are instead of a Klisharis, so then they have the status of a Klisharis, and therefore, if they spills out of the Kohen Gadol's hands, right, you can pick it up again. Because that's the distinction we saw by the blood of a korban. That if it falls straight out of the cow, it's no good, but if it falls out of the Kli after it's already been accepted, then it is good. So what's the parallel by Ketores? So Gemara says Teku, right? We don't have an answer for that. But Rav Papa asked the following question. Chishev bechafinas Ketores mahu. Right? Again, machshava, as we said by a korban, right, is going to pass a problematic machshava, problematic thought process by a korban, is going to pass the korban. For example, if you think by a korban that you're going to, you know, sprinkle the blood tomorrow or whatever, or eat the food in a week, so that's going to pass, right, something called pigle, that's going to pass the korban. Do we have a similar problem by Ketores? Right, if you have chishev bechafinas ketores, right, the kohen gadol is grabbing the ketores with both hands. If you look at Rashi just gives the example. Amanas laktira lemachar. Let's say he scoops up the ketores in the intention of bringing it into the kodesh kadoshim tomorrow, the next day. I don't know, whatever. So is that mahu? What's the deal? Right, is that going to mess up the avoda? Miam rinan yolef malo malo mi mincha. Right, do we apply this malo malo, this gzer shava, to a korban mincha across the board, really, and therefore learn that ma hasam mahanya be machshava hachanami mahanya be machshava, and just like by korban mincha, mahanya literally means it works, but here it means it works to passel the korban, right? Do we say that just like by korban mincha, if you have a machshava's pigle, if you have an inappropriate machshava, that works to passel the korban, that messes it up? So to over here, it would also work to passel the korban. Oh no, maybe not. Maybe we don't take the gzera shava that far, and there is no such thing as a bad machshava by the chafina by scooping the ketores. So I'm related to Shimi Bar Ashi, the Rapapa, Tashma, bring your proof. Hosu for Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva added the following, the Ketores, that's not for our comments, it should be Hasoles for Ketores, for Halavona, for Gecholim, all those things, all those items. Now what's the commonality between all those items? They're a pile of little small individual items. Right, ketores and flour and other types of ketores and gecholin and coals as well. So they're a big pile of a bunch of small items. So he says, Rabbi Kiva said that im nagal tful yom b'miktzason posel. If a tful yom, someone who's tamei, right, he's waiting to go to the, he went to the mikvah, but he's waiting for Harif Shemesh, he's still technically tamei for certain things. If he touches some of that, let's say some of the ketores, right, the top of it, the top particles of the ketores, posel as kulam, he posels all of it. Right, because we assumed it's considered to be one item, and therefore well, if you tell me that there's a psul of tvul yom that it becomes tame, right, it'll puzzle the entire thing. So the chora, it should also become puzzle through lina, through leaving it overnight, right, because that's also, right, kind of the same idea, right? If it's meaning the whole idea. The tful yom messes it up, right? Obviously, it's going to be possible belina because you have to leave it over, right? If it wasn't possible belina, you could just bring it right away, right? Or you can no, I take it back. What's the shot over there? Sorry. Right, meaning, oh, so, okay, I take it back. No, that's not the logic. Rashi says, if you look at Ketal Daitach Me'apsul Yom, right, Alma Kitcha Klishare's Haguf, Kedusha's Haguf. Apparently, if you're telling me that Apsul Yom is going to passel, a Tvul Yom is going to passel this Ketores by making it Tameh, apparently the Klishare's has made it Kadosh with Kedusha's Haguf. And therefore, if you leave it overnight, it's going to be no good. And once you tell me that you're leaving it overnight is no good, so apparently a Machshava to leave it overnight, a thought to leave it overnight is also a problem. So therefore, we're answering that yes, there is a problem if you have an inappropriate machshava by the chafina, by scooping up the ketores with both of your hands. Okay, that one we answer. Now, by Rav Papa, asks another question. Now, let's say, once you tell me that if an inappropriate machshava messes up the ketores, so what about if you're when the Kohen Gadol scoops up the coals? What is that? Is that going to mess things up? Machshiri mitzvah ke mitzvah damu? Oh, lo. Now, that's machshiri mitzvah. That's a preparation for a mitzvah. That's not the actual mitzvah. The mitzvah, obviously, is to bring ketores inside the five lefnim. But the preparation, the scooping up of the gecholim, is that going to mess it up? Is an inappropriate machshava by that? Is also that going to be significant? Rashi has two deis over here. What is going to be messed up exactly? What are we asking about? Rashi says two deis. Either are we asking, is the ketores going to get messed up that you put on the coals, or are the coals messed up and you need to take new coals? So that's two days in Rashi in terms of what the question is. But either way, the Gemara says Teku, right, we're not going to answer that for you. Tishbi Tarts Pishus of Bagus. Okay. Volume name Mirav Sheshas. Finally, they asked for Sheshas. Holcha b'smol mahu. Now, this is not talking about necessarily the Yom Kippur. But in general, right? Well, let's say you do the halicha, right? We mentioned that there are four steps to bringing a korban. Right? The shechita, that's there's the kabbalah, the accepting of the blood. There's the halicha. That's what we're asking right now. The halicha, bringing the blood to the what's it called, to the mizbeach. So, and there's obviously the sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach. So the question is, let's say you take the blood in your left hand. Right? If you look at Rashi over here, halacha b'smal mahu, right, straight across, halacha zadam mibayli. The question is, what is about the bringing the blood to the mizbeach? That's the question, because we know that kabbalah v'zrika dechsivu kahuna pshuta la nikol makom shenemar etzba v'kuna eno ela b'yamin. We learn that for the sprinkling of the blood and accepting the blood in a klishares, so from the cow, right? So that has to be done with your right hand, right? But it doesn't say anything in the psukim about bringing it. Right? It doesn't say clearly in the psukim about bringing it. So what is the deal with bringing it from, let's say, where you shechted the cow to the mizbeach? So Amar Lehu Rav Sheshet is Tini Tua. So we learned already. Now Tosa Machta B'Yemino V'Tzakaf B'Smolo. Right, the Kohen Gadol took the shovel. Right, the coals were in his right hand. The Ketores is in his left hand. So obviously, right, we're not going to apostle the Ketores for taking it in his left hand. Right, so that's going to be fine. So the Gemara says, well, V'Nifshar Tu La Mehad Etnan. Why did he bring a proof from the Ketores? Right, why didn't Rav Sheshet just bring a proof from the following, from this Mishnah, that Haregel Shel Yemin B'Smol Ubeis Ora L'Chutz? That if you remember, but when we listed off the way that the Kohanim bring the limbs of the Korban Tamid, so one of the things, right, the first Kohen brought the head in his right hand, but he also brought the leg in his left hand. And what the literally means with the base or lechutz, meaning with the skin outwards, meaning so you don't show, you're not holding the leg and showing everybody where the place where you cut it off, right, which is probably bloody and ugly and hideous. That's what it means, right? The base or lechutz, but meaning he would carry the leg in his left hand. So why didn't he bring a proof from that? That seems to be fine, right? The chora, that's bringing something to the mizbeach, right? It should be fine. So Gemara says, even hasam havamina, because you might have, if you would have brought the proof from there, you might have thought, honey mili holacha deloma akva kapara, because there, right, bringing the limbs to the mizbeach, that's not shayach to the kapara, to the atonement, right? But that has nothing to do with that, right? Meaning, if you spring, right, that bringing the, even if the limbs for whatever reason don't get burned, right, the korban's still fine. Aval holacha deloma akva kapara lo, but this is crucial, right? Bringing the blood to the mizbeach, right? That's crucial for the kapara. So you might have thought that no, you need to definitely dafka bring it in your right hand. So therefore, Kamash Malan, Rav Sheshet proved to us that the ketores, again, the ketores itself is brought with the left hand, and obviously the ketores is crucial for the kapara on Yom Kippur, and therefore he learns that it is mutter. Okay, we'll ask a question on Rav Sheshet tomorrow, but we'll go weiter on Sunday. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.